Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is a crazy world out there, dominated by leftism. I'm not talking about the stuff, the day-to-day activities of what we do. I'm not talking about you just living your life and pursuing, you know, the Constitution, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, etc. I'm talking about you get up, you see the crazy world. Even when you bring sanity to the world, look around you and see what the left is doing. And folks, it's not just leftism in America. It is leftists all over the world. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Here's a story. A Chinese man and his mistress were executed for throwing his children out of the window to their deaths. Why? Because they wanted to start a new family. Out with the old, in with the new. God, are you kidding me? This article in the New York Post. Chinese couple executed for murdering the man's two children from his previous marriage so he could start a new family. Zhang Bo and his girlfriend Yi Qingchen are believed to have died by lethal injection this last week after China's top court recently approved their death sentence. Let me tell you, one thing I like about the Chinese, boy, they don't mess around. You want to talk about taking care of your kids? How many people do you think in America would be executed if they lived in China with the way they care for their children? I'm not saying they're throwing them out the window here, but they certainly are throwing them to the dogs. Zhang was convicted of throwing his two children out of a high-rise apartment window from the 15th floor of the residential tower in southwest China's Chongqing in 2020. Yi was also convicted after the court determined she forced Zhang to kill his young children, a two-year-old girl and a one-year-old boy, as she saw them as an obstacle and helped stage their death as accidental falls. This is what leftists do. And let me tell you, I said of these two Chinese nationals, they will make excellent Democrats. If they were to decide to immigrate to America, first of all, Joe Biden would happily accept them. He'd have to, because the Chinese would make him. And these are the people that would be voting Democrat. I mentioned the passenger on the plane the other day, the guy who literally made it. He made everybody just disgusted. He was apparently very flatulent. And it ruined the trip for others. And I've related stories about people that, you know, where they've done the same thing where you're like, come on. I've been on a plane where a guy did that. But it wasn't, it was like, I think over a trip of like 4 hours or 5 hours, they did it like three times. But let me tell you, every time they did it, I was tempted to say, look, just go to the bathroom, man. It ain't that far. You know, I'll watch out. I'll watch for the light. Because if you got to poop three times, let me tell you got to go to the bathroom, okay? That's the way it is with my dog. If he does it once, you go, accident. He does it twice, it's time to go scratch the door, boy. You're going out. You're going out whether you like it or not. But this is an even crueler story. A Boston doctor, get this, was accused of masturbating on a plane by a 14-year-old girl who was sitting next to him and his fiance, and he was found not guilty. A judge cleared Dr. Sudipta Mohinty, 33, of any wrongdoing. This was last week in a three-day trial in Boston federal court. Now, I want you to understand, here's a guy, he's on a, he's, his day is, he's going to fly somewhere, he's with his fiance, they're headed to, I don't know, who knows where. He thinks it's going to be a regular day. Some 14-year-old Hillary Clinton wannabe says, I can get this man in trouble. I don't know. Did they have a conversation? Did she not like something he said? You know how many people? You're sitting next to strangers. You have no idea. I mean, unless you book your ticket and you know it's your, going to be your spouse and your son or something. You don't know who you're going to sit next to. You strike up a conversation or you don't. I've had it both ways. Can you imagine you do that and then you're accused of doing something so disgusting? The guy said, my fiancé was sitting next to me on that flight, and neither of us can understand why this happened to us. I have dedicated my life to caring for others as a physician, and it has been heartbreaking to step away while I dealt with these false accusations. The Cambridge doctor was accused of performing a lewd act on a Hawaiian... This dude was headed to Hawaii with his fiancé. This was May of 2022 when this happened. He's been dealing with this for well over a year. He's going into the second year. The minor, who was not named, let's just call her Hillary, because she could be Hillary Clinton or she could be the one married to the royal. What's her name? No, Meghan. That's Meghan. Meghan Markle. She was Hillary in that show she was in. Anyway, she accused him of a happy ending. Okay, I'm just going to clean it up for radio. After she noticed the blanket he had up to his neck had fallen and his pants were unzipped, she said he had placed the blanket on top of him and was bouncing his leg before the blanket slipped down. Yep. This is a future little leftist woman, a Blasey Ford wannabe, an E. Jean Carroll wannabe, who has looked at the headlines and said, this is how I can get notoriety fast. This is how I can take care of the male-dominated society, this misogyny that this doctor I don't even know, traveling with his fiance, you know, doing it the normal way because he wasn't gay or something. This is the way I can get back at the patriarchy. And this guy has to fight that. And let me tell you something. No matter what he says, there's a contingent of people who will believe this little skank is what she is. They're going to believe her. Now, how do you think she was prepped? How do you think she came to be? Think about that for just a bit. You think she came by normally, or do you think that maybe she had some influences along the way? I think I've named a couple. This is the crazy world we live in, folks. You don't know what's going to come around the corner to get you. Too bad they don't have insurance for this. Insurance for somebody that comes out of the woodwork, accuses you of doing nothing. Why? Because maybe they don't agree with your ideology. Or maybe you were overheard talking on the plane. Maybe this guy was a Trump supporter. And this little 14-year-old girl said, you know what? I'll get him. I'll fix him. There are certain things you just can't come back from. I don't know how long this practice was disrupted or whatever, but was it deserved? What's going to happen to the 14-year-old unnamed girl? Anything? Expect her to get awards or something. And God forbid if this dude, Mohinty, was a card-carrying Republican, then he's in big trouble. What we got?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who is responsible for this poll? There's a poll out there, folks, that has Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by 6 points. The overwhelming, I would say the majority, certainly the plurality, but the majority of the polls that I've seen has Trump ahead of Joe Biden, and I'm talking substantially, but we get this new report of a poll that has Joe Biden leading Donald Trump, national poll, and in swing states, they say. This is an article that I read in MSN.com. Joe Biden grabbed the 6% lead over Trump in a national poll released, this was last week, even as a survey of battleground states painted a gloomier picture of his reelection prospects. Now, let's stop there for just a moment and pay homage to the Kevin Jackson Network. Please check it out. And also, you can give me a call, 844-551-8255. I do recommend, I want you to think two things. There's a thing that we're doing called the Transact Card. Contact me directly if you need information about it. It is a card that gives you, it's like having a coupon on your credit card. No matter where you shop, if that store has a discount, you automatically get it. Now, I'm going to tell you, we save $50 to $75 a month using that card. You can tie to your other credit cards. It's a small fee, $2.50. But here's the beauty of it. So not only are you getting your money back, because a card is $25 annually, $2 a month, but you're going to save, I mean, conservatively, $10 to, you know, maybe $100 a month, depending on what, how you shop and what you buy. But here's the beauty of it. You get these things called Z-Bucks that are used for travel. It is the cheapest travel you can have unless your spouse works for the airline. It's cheap. Cruises are a third the cost. Now, if you don't travel much, maybe it's no big deal and you're just so content saving, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks a month. But it's your money and you're leaving it there. How many times have you gone to the grocery store and taken coupons? The majority of us would, you don't. You don't do it consistently. It's only those crazy Midwestern housewives that tend to do that and take advantage of it. We don't. Even when the store gives you the coupon for what you just bought, you still don't do it. You don't have to. So check it out. It's a Transact card. And again, send me a note. I'll get you the details. You can get signed up. And it'll be the best thing you can do. And I'll tell you up front, it benefits us because we get like a fractional penny for everything you buy. But it's not coming out of your pocket. So check it out. And also, the new merch is spectacular. I'm telling you, lots of different products, cool designs. So I hope you'll support us in that way as well. I want to go back to this BS polling. I want to just explain this. This is why I don't pay any attention to polling. Every poll over the last probably 4 to 5, maybe 6 months, could be as much as a year, has shown Donald Trump kicking Joe Biden's decrepit butt, okay? But we get this one. Why? What has changed? Has anything improved in the last, I mean, 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump polling showed him surging by Joe Biden. This is why the Democrats are panicked. And suddenly we get this, well, Joe Biden, a 6-point lead in the battleground states. What's he done? He's only gone out and shown how much closer he is to fully functional, non-functional dementia. Nothing's improved. He's going to go to war with Texas over the border. Joe Biden is going to protect illegal drug dealers and human traffickers and things like this over citizens of the United States. But he thinks this is winning in points. Please, somebody just give me something that says this is why Joe Biden is winning. He's sent more money to Ukraine. I mean, he's wasted more money. There's nothing that he's done that has benefited the nation. His son is about to testify. His uncle is, his brother is already sitting in front of the judiciary or one of the committees. Oversight. So he's already under question. It's only going to reflect negatively on Joe Biden. The Democrats have done nothing to help him. Please explain to me how he could have jumped from losing to being 6 points ahead. So that tells you all you need to know. This is a ploy. And I don't know, was it Joe Biden? Was it Team Biden? Was it a pack that still wants Joe Biden no matter what? Even if his brain is rotted out of his head, they still want this clown in office? Or because the Democrats can't possibly believe they can sell this lie. Biden leads Trump 50% to 44% in the likely presidential election rematch, according to this new Quinnipiac University poll. Quinnipiac. The survey showed a significant shift toward Biden since a December poll that placed the two candidates as virtually deadlocked. The Quinnipiac poll had them deadlocked in December. It's the only one I know. I tell you, go to Real Clear Politics. My buddy Tom Bevin runs that. And look at the numbers. I don't think, I can't imagine that there's more than, that there's another poll anywhere close to this. Unless the Democrats are that delusional or they think, you know what, we can cheat him into office anytime we want. Because there's no way that this is legit. The fresh lead was powered primarily, you ready? By a growing gender gap as women move strongly into the Biden camp. You can believe that if you want. I don't. I think women want safety. Joe Biden has not made them safe. Internationally, we're threatening war, another one, with Iran. Well, Joe Biden's already fighting two wars. One in Israel, where he doesn't know which side he wants to be on. And, of course, the one that he started in Ukraine where he said, let's sell some arms, so let's kick a new war off. What are these people? Safety? Are the cities safe? Are the schools safe? Is your business safe? are you safe if you say the wrong thing? I mean, really? Women backed Biden by a 22-point margin, up from 12 points in the prior month. What changed? Did we have some abortion issue that I slept through? The gender demographic tells a story to keep an eye on, says Tim Malloy, a Quinnipiac polling analyst. Propelled by female voters in just the few past weeks, the head-to-head with Trump morphs into a modest lead for Biden. Let me tell you, a 6-point lead for Joe Biden is not modest. The independents, they say, broke 52-40 for Biden, who won the support of virtually all Democrats, while a 7% sliver of GOP voters picked him over Trump. Mirroring other presidential polls, Republican Nikki Haley outperformed Trump with voters evenly split in a hypothetical matchup. Okay, now I get it. Now I get it. Nikki Haley's paying for this. Nikki Haley's team wants you to believe that Joe Biden surged, but Nikki is in a neck and neck tie, which means she supposedly dropped because she was the one that said, I beat Joe Biden by 9 percentage points. Political analysts say polls begin to be more accurate predictors of the fall vote as the party primaries get underway in earnest and general election edges nearer. The survey came just hours after a poll of 7 battleground states told a different story, with Trump leading in all of them by a 6% margin overall in every state. By the way, in the same ad that they talked about this, they said Trump was up 10 points.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At a U.S. Senate hearing focused on the harms caused by big tech and social media.
Well, he should have never been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job. And the reality is he's been a traitor.
He's not followed the laws of the land. He's allowed people to come in here. He's put this country in jeopardy.
An apology from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Accommodating a request by certain members of the Senate Judiciary Committee at a hearing this week, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had demanded Zuckerberg and other tech CEOs apologize to people in the chamber who had lost loved ones due to their use of social media. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will vote next week on the National Security and Border Aid Bill. It includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions and other measures. Schumer said the text of the agreement's being made public as soon as today, possibly Sunday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are there going to be debates?
It is going to be debates.
I think that's an open question.
If I were Biden, I would stay hidden.
That was Van Jones advising Joe Biden, stay hidden. Joey, don't come out. You're in bad shape. You're not going to make it. We can play the rest of that. We played it a couple days ago. Who's winning the border war in the public side? Joe Biden or the Republicans? I'm asking because I really want to know what your feedback would be. Next, I would ask you this. Who's winning the public war on the border, Biden or Texas Governor Greg Abbott? And finally, I'll ask you, who's winning the border battle, the border war, Joe Biden or Donald Trump in terms of effectiveness? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The mayors of three of the biggest cities in the country say that their areas are almost at capacity with illegals. And to me, it's funny how fast they reach capacity. The border states deal with illegals every single day. And the number of illegals that cross into Texas and Arizona, New Mexico and California in an hour is enough to break the backs of any major cities in America. And they complain. Unbelievable. Finally, folks, we are talking about illegals as we should be. We are taking a look at a system that is breaking the backs of America. Look, I've already told you, the left do not think of these people as illegals. That's why they changed the lexicon. They call them migrants or undocumented. See, they soften it because then it's not a crime. I'm going to get to the criminality of it, though, here in a bit. I'm going to give you statistics. And when I give you these statistics, I want you to understand this. The statistics are skewed. They're lying about the statistics, and even the ones that I give you are going to be bad. But understand this. It's a fraction of what's really there. It's kind of like the vaccine. How many people were getting killed or maimed by it? The statistics were, there's been a few virus reports on it. You know, yes, we've had a couple of people that have had adverse reactions. Yeah. Then you go look at the underlying data, and you go, whoa, wait a minute. You would have never approved this drug if these people are going to be held accountable. They didn't even want to tell you the stories of the people that now talk. I took that shot. The people who died right after. We documented it while everybody was, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. Let me tell you something. I'm doing an entire show on COVID lies, vaccine lies, Pfizer, Big Pharma, how much money was made, who made the money. It's worth it. And if I did a I'm sure there's already been some people that have done it, but if I did a documentary on this, it would blow your mind. Anyway, it took a Texas governor to make a New York mayor see the light. It took a Republican to say to a Democrat in a city, the governor of Texas is saying, New York, take these people. You're a sanctuary city. You want them. You deal with them. And it took that level before finally somebody went, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are y'all doing? Hold on, baby. Hold on. What are you doing reaching into my plate to take chicken off? Have you ever had somebody, like, do something that, you know, they're fine, you know, everybody's going along, and then somebody reaches across and grabs something off your plate? Even if your spouse does it, you're like, well, wait, you could ask. Well, see, that's what happened. That's what happened. Greg Abbott said, you know what, since we're all going to split the bill, right, we're all going to pay the price equally, I'm going to start taking stuff off your plate. You've been to one of those lunches where you're very nice. You get the salad. You get a glass of water. You don't even get the $2.50. Well, now it's $5 under Biden, but the $5 Coke. And you certainly don't get the $15 cocktail. You're nice. You get the $20 salad that used to cost $7 under Trump. Everybody else is ordering fillets and, you know, and getting the side order of the blooming onion and everything else. And their personal ticket is going to be $75. Yours is going to be $23. But they go, what do you say we split it all equally? Okay, I'm going to take that steak off your plate. I'm going to ask everybody for a bite. If we're going to split it equally, I'm drinking out of your drink. I'm eating your side. I'm eating all. Well, Kevin, I didn't think you were going to eat so many of those stuffed mushrooms. Well, you shouldn't have ordered them. I'm going to be a pig in it. Well, that's what's happening right now. The governor of Texas said, oh, you think we're sharing the burden equally? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start eating off your plate. And boy, have we got an issue. Now, we got plenty of issues. I don't know where the Republicans are in the marketing of Republicanism and conservatism, but we're the ones who've been sounding the alarm bell. We've been saying, look, you can't keep bringing people in just because you want votes over your stupid policies and you want us to absorb them and carry the note. We can't tote the note. That's what they say at these used car places. We'll tote the note. Well, Texas is tired of toting the note. They've been at capacity. We've been at capacity for decades. And the left doesn't care. Well, it's finally waking people up. New York Governor Hochul. Yep, they recognize the political powder keg of illegal immigration because the New York governor wants to deport four immigrants who they brought in asylum who kicked the crap out of police officers on video. Here's what they write in the New York Post. Republican polls are lining up to demand that the rowdy migrants nabbed in a caught on video attack of two NYPD cops in Times Square get deported. As Governor Kathy Hochul said, it's something that certainly should be, quote, looked at. So she's willing to look at it. They kicked the crap out of NYPD, which has got to be tough on morale, because you're supposed to be tough. NYPD Blues, you remember all these shows they do about New York cops, Chicago cops? These are guys that get it done. They got their butts kicked. They got embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for them, because you know what should have happened? Let me tell you what would have happened if I were a cop. First of all, you only brought four. I would tell my partner, you can sit this one out. There's not enough of them. So it tells you the cops are not as tough as they need to be. I watched the video of a cop. He went into the hood because he got challenged. If you take that uniform, take that badge off, whatever. So they put on boxing gloves. They did it the right way. And this cop whooped the crap out of the dude that was talking smack. This is the cop that could fight. I saw another one where a cop who was trained in martial arts, the guy said, you take that badge off. It was on camera. It was filmed with his camera. He said, I'll take this badge off right now. Took it off, and man, the dude could fight too. The perp could fight. But this cop put a whooping on him like he was trained by the great Kevin Jackson. And I say congratulations to that guy. But anyway, these two cops take on four immigrant perps, and should have been able to handle them. Now, there were other people kind of getting in the way, but I saw the video. I can tell you with full authority, if it was me with those four guys, they get their butts kicked. And it ain't because I'm the baddest dude on the planet, but I'm one of them. These guys were embarrassing. And on more levels than you can imagine. But here's the other part of it. Once those guys started getting the better of them, I'd have taken my pistol out and I'd have started. I don't know which one. You want to use a taser? I don't know what the procedure is. But I know this. If I'm getting my butt kicked enough as a cop, I'm the person who's supposed to be taking care of business and I'm in fear for my life, I'm shooting people. Yeah, I think that's actually something that should be looked at, Hochul said. I mean, if someone commits a crime against a police officer in the state of New York and they're not here legally, it's definitely worth checking into. Can you think about what she just said? If somebody does a crime against a police officer, but they're here legally, well, then we don't need to check into it. But if they're here illegally, we need to look into that. She said, these are law enforcement officers who should never under any circumstances be subjected to physical assault. Huh? She doesn't realize what these people do for a living, does she? It's wrong on all accounts, and I'm looking to judges and prosecutors to do the right thing. Well, guess what, Kathy Hochul? That's where the problem comes in. The judges and prosecutors in New York don't do the right thing. They look at the cops as bad. The same as Cori Bush, who we now found out, she doesn't want cops for thee, but she wants private security in the form of her husband, and maybe he can hook a few of his boys up. And so they get to play entourage as she walks around protected. But you're not protected. These people live in gated communities. They live in the most secure neighborhoods. They make enough money to where they can remove themselves from society. And then they want to dictate how you live. Footage of the incident, they said, was on 42nd Street, and it showed an NYPD officer and a lieutenant telling a group of migrants to move along before a scuffle breaks out. They sustained kicks and punches, and as they attempted to wrestle some of the migrants, the illegals, let's just call them what they are, to the ground. This is condoned by New York authorities.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know what the illegal immigration problem in America is doing? It is highlighting the lies of the left. They go to the border and go, there's nothing to see here. That's what Mayorkas has said. Kamala Harris. I could play clip after clip of these people ignoring the illegal immigration issue. And then Governor Abbott says, you know what? I'm tired of it. DeSantis did it too, even though he's not a border state. But he did it too. And finally they said, we're going to send these people around the place. And now we're talking about it. We don't need illegal immigration to point out how bad Joe Biden is, do we? Kevin Jackson's who you listen to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. For those of you who like the show and you want to do something, make a difference, I will ask you very nicely, become one of our warriors. You get a discount on stuff. It means you're going to pay, give us $20 a month to pay the bills. $20 a month. But if you do that, you're going to get access to a lot of stuff. We're going to give you some free merch. You're going to get a item from our store, which is the coolest stuff on the planet. I'm telling you right now. We had no exaggeration, we had a 70% surge in people that looked at the site in one day because of the new stuff. And I'm going to bet you it's gone up even more than that. People are finally taking notice because it's custom stuff. But going back to being one of our warriors, you finance all the things that we do. We've got some of the coolest stuff happening. I'm telling you, honest to goodness, this is our year. Partially because I had to make it our year. It was a horrible year last year for us. Joe Biden, the breaking of the back of the American citizen is unbelievable. We are enduring the worst economy, the worst presidency in the history of this republic, and certainly of any of our lives. If you're listening to this show, I don't care if you're 100 years old, you are experiencing the worst presidency, the worst economy in the history of the since your birth. So the support you give us is important. It is not taken for granted. We use every dime as effectively as we can. And we produce more pound for pound, I think, than anybody on the planet. I want to go back to this. We talked about polling. We talked about the craziness of leftism that's being exported around the world. People are looking at America as a place of stability. We're supposed to be setting the standard. And you know what we're doing? We're lowering the standard. Look at the leaders around the world. When Trump was in there, I'm telling you, I would travel around this planet and people would go, "We like Donald Trump." People that you would never suspect. I had Muslims tell me, "That guy, we like him." They told me this in Paris. I heard it in Britain. I heard it in multiple places where people were like, "Man, you guys have a president. We like him." The media wasn't telling you that. They don't want to tell you that. Look at this immigration. Illegals coming across his border, pouring across. And ask yourself, where were we with Trump? You know the answer. I'm telling you, we are finally making a dent. And going back to, is this our battle cry, immigration? Maybe. But I tell you, this economy, Joe Biden getting us into wars, a man who is brain dead. I'm telling you, he is not operating on all faculties. And you know what the people are doing right now? They are colluding to keep him in and to keep Trump out. At all costs, keep Trump out. You already know that something's going on when you want to keep a clown in office like Biden and you don't want Trump to get in. That tells you all you need to know. They don't want Trump in there because of his disruption. The four-year break we got from 2016 to 2020 was so destructive to the New World Order and the Great Reset. They don't want it to happen again at all costs. To the point where I believe, as Tucker Carlson and many of you have voiced to me, whether it's privately or, you know, you've alluded to it, they would take him out. I'm of that ilk. I believe that this government would say, you know what, if we got to make this look like an accident, let's do it. They're good at it. Why would you allow this invasion to occur and pretend that it doesn't occur? This thing that's happening with us right now. We've got, and I'm going to talk about this in the next hour. Originally, I was only going to do a couple of segments on immigration, but I'm telling you, we have so much information. And as you think about immigration and the problem of immigration, I want you to think about what they told you about the China virus. I want you to think about what they told you about the vaccines. I want you to think about what they told you about masks and quarantining. I want you to think about what they told you about global climate farce. I want you to think about what they told you about the 2020 election. The J6 stuff, Joe Biden and his crooked family business, the media, the DOJ. They tell, oh, how dare you attack the DOJ? How dare you not? Really? We talk about pedophiles. Ted Cruz just held Zuckerberg to task, saying you were allowing people to look at child pornography on Instagram. How can you justify this? And Zuckerberg had an excuse for everything. Remember when we talked about pedophile rings and things like this? These people, y'all are just making up all this stuff. What are you talking about? Look at when you think about the debauchery that happens around the country and in the world, think about the things that are happening to children in America. Don't even get me started, because Melissa and I have gotten over 1,000 children adopted, and I wish I could tell you these kids had great stories. They didn't. We put some kids that were in harrowing circumstances into great families, and those families struggled with those children, but it was a labor of love for them. But they struggled. These kids aren't like yours and mine, where they, you know, the biggest thing they worry about is, you know, am I going to get Nikes or Pumas? They had serious issues. Who's creating that? Who's creating this where the family doesn't even care? The fathers don't care about their children. The mothers are skanks that will sleep with anybody to kill a baby. And if they have it, it's only for the benefit of trying to get money, extorting the father or extorting the system. They don't love the child. What about this move away from God that the left do every single day? Where you work your butt off, you do it by the book, and you know what they do? They connive to get you. That's all the left wants to do, is to get back at you. Think about all that. Think about the destruction that happens in these big cities where they point the finger and they call people racist, and you ask yourself, well, why are you calling us racist, Republicans and conservatives, when we're nowhere to be found in the equation? The ones that do live in those cities hide out. They keep their mouths shut. Really? We're the ones at fault. Let me tell you, I was looking at all this stuff, and I'm looking at these crimes that are committed by illegals. I want to go into those statistics, especially in the next hour, because I think it's going to blow your mind. But now I want to finish this. Joy Reid did a hot mic moment. We talked about it the other day. This would probably be like a weekend wrap-up show. That's what it's beginning to feel like. But Fridays are different, so enjoy. I hope you're enjoying it. But I want to play this clip again because I want you to see that these people are disingenuous. What they say to you publicly is different than what they say privately. And here's Joy Reid from The Readout, a show that shouldn't even be on the air. This woman is nutty, but she's nutty publicly. Privately, she gets it right.
Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Starting another f***ing war.
When we talked about this the other day, I didn't even talk about Joe Biden's lie. Joe Biden has the ability to close the border. Trump did. He can do it through executive order. Trump said, stay in Mexico. He put in policies that let the American people know he was serious about protecting us. Joe Biden doesn't do that. And he doesn't want to. We also covered the drone attack. And again, Joe Biden pretends that he wants to do something to protect American citizens. But when it really, when the rubber meets the road, it's not what they're wanting to do. Now, we can analyze these problems till we're blue in the face. I go everywhere, all across the nation, and on radio shows, doing media, and we get asked the same questions. And I think what we're asking ourselves the wrong questions. The question we should be asking ourselves, and I ask it quite often, is why is it that you know this makes sense? It makes common sense, and it makes political sense. Why don't we do it? In other words, why are politicians not doing the obvious? And I think about that question, I always think about this. In D.C., things aren't as they seem. You have people that have black book on other people. They've been compromised. They won't let you pass this bill because they say you owe me and don't forget what I know about you. Forget logic when you're trying to figure this stuff out and start looking for the conspiracy. And I know we're not taught to do that. We're like, oh, if we make it up, if it doesn't seem like we want it to be. Kevin, what are you telling me to make it a conspiracy? I'm telling you, you should be thinking conspiratorially, because it probably is. There's no rational explanation to the things that we're dealing with. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.